Do I look dumb?
No.
I just got a fresh cut the other day, so you know, like.
What's up, everyone? You are listening to Talk Back, the podcast. I'm your host, Ness, and today we are kicking back with one of my day ones from college. And the reason I passed all my business and math classes, like literally no joke, it is Noah Connor. What's up, man? Thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I would not attribute my assistance in helping you pass all your classes. I think that was more of a group effort. There were definitely some times that you helped me out, but yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, yeah, of course, man. Thank you for the credit, but you know, it was all you. But bro, like we are on our way to being lifelong friends because apparently if you're friends with someone for at least 7 years, like they're most likely to stick around for the rest of your life. So, year seven is next year. You think we'll make it?
I do. I'm trying to think of like the timeline. So it's definitely, so this is what, the second year of grad school. So it's been 6 years, like with graduation, it's been
fall
6 years.
Fall 2015 and yeah. Here we are.
Yeah. So
unless this podcast breaks it off and then we're just didn't
yeah,
make
that's it. Unless this episode is the end of it. I was also thinking, I remember, I'm pretty sure you said that quote, that fact, that statistic. I don't, it's all anecdotal. I'm pretty sure you said that to me like the third time we had a conversation.
That's how I got you to be friends. Listen,
this is the third time we've ever spoken to each other, but if we're friends for 7 years, if you commit to this for seven more years, then we'll be friends forever. I'm like, who are you? I'm just
kidding. Well, I was literally like actually living next door, but then you showed up in my first class ever of college. And then I saw you again and you just turned to me and you're like, hey, my name's Noah. And I just like, yep, we're friends forever.
Yeah. For football, the coaches put the fear of God in us that we had to be sitting in the front row for all of our classes.
Thank God, then you wouldn't have met me.
Yeah, fate had it. You were sitting right behind me. And Pro Row, oh my gosh.
Big shout out to Pro Row, Professor Laskowski, you already know.
Yeah. Say hi to the people around you. Just to take a few moments, introduce yourself. Turn around. Hi, I'm Noah. and then that was the beginning of the 7 years, I guess. That was the beginning of the end.
You're like, I remember her. Yeah, she said we were going to be friends. And now she switched classes to purposefully be in this class.
That's what it was.
That's what I did. That's what I had to do. Oh, man. But you know what? I'm so grateful for it. Like, you've got me through so much, just, of course, classes, but just like life in general and just having strong friendships and that like strong circle. And, you know, like they say from coming out of high school, too, like there's only X amount of people that you keep in your life. And like, I'm seriously so appreciative that you're still in my life. It's virtually. But you know what?
Yeah.
You're here. And I really do appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I echo that as well. I feel like you're not allowing me to give you the credit that you deserve here. But I feel like that kind of goes both ways. The thing I was thinking about, you just mentioned following up with people from high school. I feel like that's like a cycle, like in and out. Like sometimes we do a good job of that. Sometimes we don't. And like keeping in touch, literally just today, I'm going through job search stuff. So I was following up and thanking people for some of the help that they had given me. But while I was, I guess, in that mood, I don't know how else to explain it. I was just reaching out to some friends who I either just haven't spoken to in a while. You didn't get a text. I knew I was going to see you tonight. who I just haven't seen in a while, or who I have. And I just wanted to follow up and just be like, thank you for just being you. Like, thank you for providing support. Thank you for patience and dealing with me. Thank you for being there. So it was a weird day, I guess. Wednesdays are always a bit off, but
I think COVID allowed that stuff to go out more. Like you really did a lot more reflection. Yeah. I think all of us were just like, dang, who am I missing hardcore right now?
And I feel like in a lot of ways we took it for granted. I don't know about you, but like when I think about undergrad and like we both lived on campus all 4 years. But like we just ran into each other a lot. Like we saw each other a lot on like with classes. Like if we wanted to hang out, we could just like hit each other up really quick. But COVID has proven it I guess it always has required a certain level of intentionality. I guess this has just reinforced that. Like, I'm thinking back to, like, yes, we ran into each other, but, like, and yes, we lived next door. Yeah, we were in some of the same classes, but, like, I don't think those, like, those experiences themselves wouldn't have been like, oh, now we're going to be forever friends. Now we're on.
This is the ultimate test.
7-year timeline. We're on. We have a movie series coming out. It's like the Marvel, the adventures of Noah and Nas. But I think that intentionality piece. Like, I'm thinking back to like, hey, it's 11:30 p.m. Do you want to go?
Yeah, bro, let's go get food. Or it's like three. No, okay, that actually brings all that. It's just unlocked the memories. So, yeah. Reference for anyone in at by around Stevenson University, there's just nowhere's open. If it's 10 o'clock, everything's closed. Like, yep, there's no college kids here. No one's gonna be hungry at 3 a.m. after studying. So we go making our rounds, and we're studying. I'm studying for a stats test again. Noah is. Yes, this is my favorite story ever. And we're coming back to campus and we're like, oh, let's go to the Chevy dealership. Let's go check out like the Corvettes or the Camaros. Let's see what's up. Like, I do this all the time. And Noah's like, you're strange. I'm like, nah, let's go. And we get out the car and we're just checking it out and we're in our sweats and everything, just enjoying. And then someone comes on the intercom. I guess it's security. And they're like, what did they say, Noah?
Something like, will the two unidentified males please vacate the premises? Meanwhile, I'm pulling up. So I was driving an old, like, 2001 Ford Escape. Like, the step bar has rusted off the side. Like, the license plate is clearly identified. Like, we're not even... Like, if we're
not trying to hide,
we showed up to steal a car. Like, we're very bad at it. Not Ocean's 11 or any other heist. So they're on the intercom and like, I don't know what mood I was in, where it's like, instead of fear, I was just like, no. And I yelled back, wherever this voice came down from, I yelled back, did you just assume her gender? As a response to getting threatened to have the cops called on us.
Was the best. That was my highlight of college, for sure. The fact that you turn around, you're like, did you just assume her gender?
Which, I don't know what energy I was on that night. I thought you were going, I thought you were going to talk about the practice stats test with like all of the crazy.
I think that was the same night. Like, Noah actually, again, true friendship. And he like made like practice questions for me. It was like the most, but they were like awesome questions. We talked about like black tar heroin, like maybe the dealer has this and he's got all like just funny, like, those are the questions you want to see on the test and would make you do better.
For reference, I guess two things. One, that Noah no longer exists. The Noah who at one point was good at math, that is a distant lifetime. I feel like if I would try to go back and like do the questions that I had prepared, I would no longer be able to do them.
Like, I couldn't even make the question because I wouldn't know what the outcome is.
I wouldn't even know what the topic is anymore. And two, I promise that the black tar heroin is completely out of context. It was not, when she says relevant examples or relevant questions, it wasn't because either of us are using black tar heroin.
Is that a thing? That would be interesting. I thought it was made up in itself.
I forget where we had seen that from, or like why that was like why that was an example in our minds. But yeah, if you have people in the comments who are interested, I mean, I'm sure you could probably find the quiz.
Where can you find some black tar heroin?
An intro to statistics quiz or college intro to stat quiz.
Oh my god,
we have a hookup.
Yeah, dude, it's, and you know they say like the good friendships, like you get into some trouble. Like, I think that was like as most of trouble, if that's what you would call it, that we got into. But it's so memorable, and I like treasure that moment.
I treasure the moment that we almost got arrested. That's
by the dealership security.
That's how I knew we would make it 7 years.
In that moment, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. but good times, man. That makes you miss undergrad.
Yeah.
Dude, but I tell you, like, I looked up a lot to you in school. Like, no, you, like student government in general, like, I wouldn't have done it. Negative, I was just, And you were so ambitious. And if I never told you before, like, it has been so truly inspiring to me. And I even, like, started to even think about getting into any of that because of who you are. And, you know, like, I owe that to you. And I just, thank you. Thank you so much for just being that person.
So, well, one, you're welcome. I don't know. I appreciate you saying that. Seriously. I guess I'm not that great with the whole touchy feely stuff. One day we'll figure out how to.
We have one more year left. Come on.
I have one more year before I have to be an adult and know how to process those things. Yes to that. Like you talked about, like, oh, like getting involved in stuff. Like a lot of the times, like I feel like. Like those are like the things that we want to do. Like it's like that, like at a genuine core, authentic level, like I want to get involved. Like I want to like help like something. Like I want to be involved like in issues that matter. Like I want to do something that is so rewarding beyond a paycheck. I know that they will probably be like, yes,
that's real.
You also need to get paid a living wage. you can't do something that's so rewarding, but then also like not get adequately compensated for your labor. But I feel like that is like a genuine, authentic like thing that we have internally. And sometimes I feel like it's being involved with like the right person, or like being at the right place at the right time, or like just having like, oh, like this person, like hey, I'm friends with this person and they're doing this thing. And like I really like the idea of that. And like I feel like I would enjoy doing that as well. So I'm gonna get involved in this thing as well. It's not like, like I'm not out here selling you like the sea of please do XYZ thing.
Yeah, you never did. It was just what you were doing. And that's the thing. And when we do get into activities and do stuff that like our heart is really in it, and like people will just pick it up, I just think naturally. And it's like, you don't have to like force anyone into it. So,
yeah. Again, like, I think it's like that living authentic piece. And I guess the preface with like, I'm not an expert is like, I'm also practicing that. There are hundreds and hundreds of times that like I struggle to do that. Like that internal sense of self. And like knowing like these are the things that make me happy. These are the things that I really love to do. Like this might not pay me the most. But like these are the like I really enjoy doing X thing. Like I really enjoy doing X activities. And I think it's like when I think of like, oh, I really enjoy being around XYZ people. Why have we been friends for 6 years?
Well, you should rethink. But that's the thing. You have to lean into what does make you feel good. Because when we push that aside, because it almost feels like it's not real. When it feels good, it's like fantasy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be.
Well, to your question, no, it doesn't have to be fantasy. We're allowed to be happy. Everyone who is listening to this, you are allowed, entitled. I'm validating your feelings right now. You are allowed to be happy. Dude, anyone who tells you are not allowed to be happy, please stop being around that person. but like, really, it's like, so that happiness is internal, like at least in my belief. It's no one's job on this earth. Like it is, you were not born to make me happy. Like that is not your job. There is zero people. You could argue comedians, but that's more of a joke. But like we both felt like we were happy. I am in a space where I'm able to just be my authentic self. I am in a space where I'm able to yell back at what is basically the voice of God booming down at me saying, did you just assume her gender? In the most horrible response. But like I'm in that moment and I'm just like, that's what came to me. I don't know why, but that was what came to me. And like, okay, I'm not feeling judgment for that. I'm feeling like accepted for that. Like I know that like if I'm struggling with something or if I'm like not okay sometimes, like I'm an advocate for it is okay to not be okay all the time. That is a false.
We love that. Yes.
I'm pretty sure that was also talked about one of your other episodes. You already beat me to all of these things.
No. Okay. But like, we're talking about it now. We have to bring it back because we forget. Like you'll read a quote on Instagram. You'll see one thing on Twitter, but like we have to constantly be reminded to just be totally cool with what we like in ourselves and showing up for ourselves, man. Like that's the thing. And I can't show up for you if I'm not taking care of myself. And like vice versa, you know? So people got to remember like to be there for the people they love and want to be around, like, you gotta take care of you.
Yes. There's a yellow construction helmet that's hanging in my office. One of my friends got that for me. I made a joke about I am just a constant work in progress.
But that is, we all are we not?
Constantly under construction. So yes, like I feel like we all are. It's okay to like just be in a state of practice. I hate the quote, like fake it till we make it. Cause like that suggests, like, I know that that's probably controversial. I went to business school and like, I was surrounded by all of like the, the inspirational quotes you see on posters. And the fake until you make it mindset was kind of snuck in there somewhere. But like that, like it implies that like there's a place that we're getting to. Like, I don't think that there's an end goal per se. Like you, yes, some people could quantify like, well, I need a house. I need X amount of money and a salary. I need to have like these, like this amount of kids. These are the things I want my kids to accomplish. I want to have a dog and a cat and whatever. And like, those are goals that we can set for ourselves in our life. But like, that's not the end goal. Like, cause like once you get those things, now what?
So who's telling us that it is?
I mean, take your pick. I feel like there's a list.
You're like, actually, I do have a list now that you
have. Like, oh my gosh. Do you want to get into a whole conversation about societal norms? We do not have the time. you want to talk about hegemonic norms
today?
That's
it. That's what we're knocking down. I think, and we almost give ourselves too much pressure. The thing is, there's no one like pounding on our door being like, yo, like, did you get that house yet? Did you get that car yet? But like, yeah, in our minds, like we replay that as if that is what's happening. And then it like bogs us down from even getting to reach that point.
Yeah. It's external contextual influences. I keep like bouncing between like seven different student development theory models. Those external influences, right? Like there's like the societal norms, the expectations that others, whether directly or indirectly, are setting for ourselves, whether it's like on, even if it's like subconscious, like we, okay, I'm going onto social media and I'm seeing that all of these other people like are doing XYZ thing, or like they're in this relationship, or they just got married, or like they just bought a house, or it's like, oh my God, he just started his own business, or he's doing XYZ awesome thing with his life. And it's like, okay, like those are things that I'm now taking and internalizing. Like, I need to do those things too. Like, it's almost like in a sense, like reclaiming the narrative. Like, who do I want to be? Like, who do I not want to be? Like, what do I not want to be? Like, what, like,
and oh, all the like, noise from socials and people, we don't even get to think about that.
Right. And it's, believe me, it is very hard to just like sit there and be at peace. It's also very scary to do so, especially if there's like being left alone with your own thoughts can be a very scary concept. But like with, like, again, like I'm trying to find like a silver lining and try to be optimistic and have some sense of hope with the whole COVID thing. But like, it has provided us time to just be. There's not always something going on. There isn't always that next thing that will distract us. It's a slow period and we're sitting here often, unless you're at home with your family or a partner or whatever, like sitting out like in your apartment alone and you're like, well, like, who do I want to be? Like as I'm going into like a next chapter of my life or just in the current chapter of my, like, who do I want to be? Like, what are the things I don't want to be? Like, I don't want to go into my life, like leading, like it's like this hyper competitive nature. Like that just is exhausting.
So how do we change that perspective? Cause it's really a perspective shift, but how do we consciously say, oh, like that's inspiring instead of why am I not there?
One, like just being happy for other people as well. Like when my dream car is a Camaro, right?
So we were looking at that night.
One of my RAs, one of the students I supervised, he graduated last year. He's at a really nice like research gig, making good money. He bought a Camaro right out of undergrad. Like he had the money, like he was in a position in his life to do that. One day he asked me to go for a walk. He's like, I can come pick you up. Pulls up in a Camaro and I'm like, excuse me? Flexing on me like this? But no, like at first I was like, dude, this is gorgeous. I'm like, this is exactly like the car that I want. Like when I am an adult, I guess. Like
when I grow up.
When I grow up. But I'm also just like, but I'm really happy for him. Like, this is awesome that he did this. I'm not in a place in my life right now where like that would even make sense for me. Like, a Camaro would be nice, but like for what? To sit in a parking lot? Like that's not
the perspective shift. It is to be happier for people. When we see things that like we would like to have at some point, just be like, yo, that's actually really awesome for you.
Yeah.
Like people forget that's an option to think. Like, that's a way to think.
Wait, I'm allowed to be genuinely happy for other people in my life.
Because they have it and I don't? What? But that's, like, we got to talk about that.
Also, just being content. Like, happiness is an extreme emotion. Sadness is an extreme emotion. There's got to be something in between. Like, I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy for you. And I'm happy, but I'm also happy where I'm at. And I'm happy that I have the opportunity to work on the things that I'm working on.
Whenever you see, like, so someone has something that you want, that you like, when you maybe feel like a pang of jealousy or envy or whatever it is, and then put your construction hat on, like, yo, I'm working on it, and be happy for them. I think that's when, like, you know, the heightened emotions will come down a little bit and you'll be like, okay, bring yourself back to the moment.
Yeah. A big part of that is having people around you who are empathetic, who are willing to be empathetic, or are willing to practice.
That's the thing. You got to watch your circles. And I think a lot of times people, when they need the support, like, they're just not around the people who they need to be around to get better. And then you just end up getting stuck. Pick your friends, man. You got to go up to them and be like, hey, 7 years and we can make it.
go up to someone and on their second or third interaction with them, say, if we commit to this for 7 years, if you sign on to this contract right now, that should have been a red flag. Like, isn't that like the whole concept of like devil signing over your soul? Hey, I'm going to go through some rough things and you're going to go through some rough things. And there's going to be moments where of extreme happiness and extreme joy. And we're going to be able to celebrate each other. Sign on the dotted line right now. Over the next 7 years, we can support each other through those things.
I cannot believe I did that. I would apologize, but I'm not sorry that I just sprang it on you and made you sign. It was like a blood letter.
Like, yeah, for those who are only listening, my face is like turning red now. Oh my gosh.
Dude. And I think you can really just be most of yourself when you're just surrounded by the right people.
Yeah.
You know, make them sign the contract of life. I think we had such opposing, like, our lives were just different when we first met. So it's like just opening yourself up to just talking and meeting. Like, you could have just shut me down right there. I could have been like, hey, bro, we're going to be friends for X amount of time. Yeah. And you could have been like, yeah, nah, just can't. But that's the thing, is just, and being around, and you opened up and I had to open up. And that's like, people just got to be a little bit more vulnerable.
Growth.
Growth. Yeah. The overarching idea here is growth.
Yeah. Like the Jesus
little plant emoji.
The Jesus and Mero skits with the rainbows.
Yeah. Yeah,
during their shows.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know.
It is surrounding yourself and just, you got to know who you are to be yourself, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's the thing. We try to be someone else, try to whatever, and you know, but what I don't like when people say like, oh, you're in a phase, like, that stuff never stuck with me. I'm like, nah, it's not a phase. And that happened a lot, like when I started the podcast and like when I like posting up my music stuff, and you know, people say like, oh, like, you're in your rock phase, and I'm like, I vibe with it. I just like the music. Right. Like, it's not going to leave me. This thing gives me, imagine like something that makes you kind of happy. Like, people are like, oh, like, it'll go away. Like, that's just your thing right now. And you're like, right. No, man, like, we can't do that. Let people be happy. And it goes back to what we were saying earlier. Like,
I'm sorry that, or I guess I should say, I'm not sorry that the person who I am right now is not fitting with the description that you, or the definition that you had of who I'm supposed to be. This is something that brings me joy. This is something that makes me happy. This is something that feels authentic to me. And your insinuation that this is a phase and has an end date because you don't like this part about me, I'm not sorry for that.
That we can't be. And because someone opens their big mouth and then makes us think like we can't be our true self. And that's why we get so confused. Like, we actually know what makes us happy, but then someone else tells you it doesn't make them happy. And then you look for that validation. And then we're like, oh.
Yeah. I say this now and then, I the odds are always against me. Like, I would bet that if we like sat down and thought of like those moments of true happiness, it's like, it was the moments that like we were just unapologetically like completely authentically and genuinely ourselves. I don't know. It's a weird thing to think about. Yeah, I hate the idea of phases. That's all. That's also like the, oh, you're in a college phase right now, or it's like, oh, like an early adult phase, or like
you're like
an
it's early phases career. Of life, bro.
I'm like, phases for what? Like, what is like, what is the next phase gonna be? Like where do you expect me going? What is the final phase? Like, what is the boss death? Fight of my life?
Like, tell me. Like, that is when people think like there's some end thing. It's like, yo, it's when the lights are out. So yeah, on that's our journey. We're just gonna embrace it.
Life is very, very short, and I like. I mean, with I think Tiger Woods got into a car crash just like yesterday, 2 days ago. I forget. And like it was, I'm like, oh my gosh, another like prominent athlete. Like I think back with like Kobe Bryant in the helicopter crash. And I'm like, what is going on? But like it's. Like, I feel like that's something that we always know. Like, okay, like life is very fragile. And like, we don't really know, like we never have like an end date. Like there's not like an expiration date stamped anywhere. Like there's not like a, here's the chapters of our lives. Here's the phases you will go through.
I can't check.
But it's like that feeling of like I'm not trying to be like negative here, but it's like, live your life. Like do the things that are going to make you happy. Like, because like life is short, like have fun. Like I again, I feel like this is like Noah, a cat hanging from a tree poster. live your life, have fun, hang in there. But like take some time to think about like who you are, and like really sit there in that and like grapple with that and like take like invest spend that time to invest in yourself and figure out like what those authentic pieces are and just kind of build from there. Like and even with this, like it's the irony is like I'm on this, like this is something that you should do, this is the things that you need to do, but even that, this is an external influence on people's lives. Like the listeners are going to be y'all are listening to this, and it's like, well, some guy who I may or may not know is sitting here telling me to do this thing as I'm driving home or as I'm listening at the gym, whatever. But like even that, like the things that we're sharing, the things that we're saying here, like reflect on that and like see if that fits in with where you're at. And if it doesn't, that's okay. If it does, awesome, great. I'm glad we could help. I'm glad that this time was beneficial in some way. But
it's thinking for ourselves. I don't care what anyone thinks. Just
scratch. We it. Say that and then we do care what everyone thinks.
And then as soon as we get over, we're like, wait. What did I look like? What goodness. Did I sound like? Oh my gosh. But you know what? Yeah. I guess that's the circle. It's the circle. It's a vicious
cycle. The practice. Forgiving ourselves for that. When I get off and I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I say? Did I sound stupid? Did I say something stupid?
Like I blacked out.
well, if I did, like that's okay.
You're like construction hat, forgiving myself.
If I did, that's all right. I know next time if I'm on a podcast or next time I have an opportunity to do something, like I can take the lessons I have from this into that. So that's a weird example because it's very direct for us, but very meta on a podcast.
Intentionality. We just got to, we just got to think about our choices more instead of just letting it happen. So,
yeah.
Dang, bro. Well, this has been awesome. I'm so glad to talk to you. Anytime we talk, like I'm always laughing like all the time. And I just feel better about myself too. And that's the thing. It's the circles that we surround ourselves in. And, hopefully at some point when the world starts to settle down.
Normal was a social construct. And now we're trying to go back to normal, but we don't know what normal was.
It's this lost idea.
we're all just lost and trying to make things up as we go.
Dude, no, I did appreciate you for coming on the podcast. And thank you so much for everything, for what you're doing, for being yourself and offering that to the world and your authenticity. Like that's what the world needs. So I appreciate you, Noah, for all of that.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. This has been a pleasure. This has been very fulfilling. These past few weeks have just been exhausting. And I needed something like this as like a real pick me up. So this was awesome. It is never it's never a dull moment at Stevenson University. It's never a dull moment when we're able to link back up and have some conversations. I echo literally everything that you said. It has been awesome getting to know each other more over these past few years, and just really it's weird to say this because we're in completely different areas, but like as we continue to grow and develop as individuals, like growing together in some way, that sounds weird.
Yeah, and I think that's actually so special. Like we actually get to do that because that's our friendship is that strong. I told you that was a strong contract. No one believes me.
So I guess I can sign off with that. And just one last thank you of like, just thank you again. You said thank you for being me, or you thanked me for being myself. Like serious, thank you for the ways in which you've shown up in my life. Like, thank you for just being genuine. Thank you for allowing, like, thank you for being yourself around me and allowing me to experience that as well. Because those moments where we're able to share each other's happiness, like quite literally are some of like the fondest moments I have of like that period of my life in undergrad in Owings Mills, Maryland, sitting on top of a hill in residence halls that were falling apart. Like I really appreciate that and just like continued patience, continued support, and just very thankful and very fortunate for the opportunity and the fact that you are and continue to be just a part of my life. So thank you for all of that.
Oh man. Well, before I cry, before Waterworks and my tears will break my mic and computer and everything. Oh man. Thank you so much, Noah. Your words are too much. And you already know it is a time for me to tell the people to spread good vibes and not germs. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.